In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Wednesday today, the 24th day of October. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We will give the merest of nods, a glance perhaps to the market events of this Wednesday. Yes, it was ugly in equities as far as the Dow and the S&P 500 are concerned. Whatever the gains they made from New Year's to yesterday might as well never have existed. Both of those indices are negative for the year. But two things. One, that is what markets do, people. They go down, too. Also, there is something more structural that we wanted to talk to you about. New home sales fell 5.5% last month. That's according to numbers out from the Commerce Department this morning, a sluggishness not seen in 2 years. Also, sales of existing homes are at their slowest in nearly 3 years. So with prices going up and interest rates going up as well, we asked Marketplace's Justin Ho to talk to some home buyers about how they are navigating the biggest purchases most Americans ever make.
Browsing through online real estate listings in Brooklyn, Molly Schwartz realized her $500,000 budget for a new place wasn't giving her a lot of options.
Unless you have a ton of money to spend, there's not a lot out there.
High home prices are by no means only a New York thing. Prices are high, economists say, because inventories are low. And that means competition for the homes that are on the market is fierce. Allison Ray is house hunting in Duluth, Minnesota, and a realtor has been sending her updates twice a week.
Everything we've liked thus far, maybe with the exception of one or two houses, is, you know, off the list within a couple of days.
Ray currently lives in Connecticut. She wants to sell her home there, but she's worried that buyers might be priced out as mortgage rates continue to rise.
I think that'll affect buyers' decisions on this end, and then we might not be able to get as much money out of the house as we put into it.
In Florida, John Castro has been watching interest rates rise since last year. Back in February, he decided it was time to put a down payment on a new home that hadn't been built yet.
I'm like, man, we better do something and lock it in, and I didn't know we'd have to wait to get a closing date to lock it in.
He still hasn't closed to lock in a mortgage rate because the house still isn't finished. And he's nervously watching as interest rates rise even more. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.